Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. Welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture is right here alongside in a co-pilot seat today, and that would be Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. So yesterday, you started talking to us about garden getaways, okay? Blending that in, and I think it could be definitely a part of a vacation, or it could be your entire vacation, or just, you know, rediscovering Kentucky. And you talked about one here in Bowling Green.
Yes.
And when you were talking about that, I thought, boy, that would be a neat, you know, half-day kind of thing. And then there's some other stuff you could couple with it. Maybe a trip out and, you know, get some ice cream, or maybe over to see a Hot Rods game, or, man, just all kinds of good stuff, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Then you talked about going up to Lexington and traveling at the UK Arboretum up there that's there by Commonwealth Stadium and Kroger Field. And then I thought about other things you could do that would be fun in Lexington. Of course, that's my part of the world where I grew up. So that I was thinking of some fun things that are up there. Of course, around Lexington, I always like to take in the Kentucky Aviation Museum, too, that's right there at the airport. But anyway, so you've got some more places. My wheels are just going to get to spinning here this morning.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of places here in Kentucky that, you know, can be a drive away, or you could, like I said, you can make it a couple of nights.
Right, an overnight trip or not.
Yeah, yeah, it just really depends. So I'm really excited to talk next about what's over in Owensboro, which is really 2 hours from us here in Bowling Green. So it's called the Western Kentucky Botanical Garden. And what's really interesting about this destination, Chris, is that it was started fairly like early 90s, so 1993. It has about 9 acres of specialty gardens, and literally everything that's there, the entire area, represents donations of countless hours made by volunteers, plants, fountains, buildings, all to create that unique space. So it's truly a garden that's built from the ground up by a lot of nature lovers from all walks of life. You and I have actually been over there. I'm not even going to try.
I got a great story about that. I got so sick the day we were there. But anyway, it had nothing to do with that. But anyway, it is a beautiful place. I can relate to this place being very beautiful.
Yes, yes. And so a couple of the things that the Western Kentucky Botanical Garden in Owensboro offers, in July, Chris, they have an award-winning daylily garden. And so that garden has over 600 hybridized lilies. So they take couple of different kinds and cross them, and then they make their own kind or variety, I should say. And so they have 600 hybridized lilies and more than 350 different cultivars. So every July they have this dazzling daylily festival, and they also offer in the past they've offered hot air balloon rides over the garden, and so and they even have a daylily plant sale during that time as well. So it's something that you might be interested in and want to check out. Chris, they offer a couple of other different gardens that you can visit as well. So that's just one of their really good gardens that you can visit and the events that they host. But they have a rose garden that features over 250 different roses. They have a Japanese memorial garden. They have an iris garden. They even have a fruit and berry garden that's really good to check out if you're interested in growing those outdoor, well, for your backyard. And then a large herb garden with a lot of different areas, and even a little children's garden. So it's just really interesting to check out, and I'm sure you could make a trip over and get some good barbecue afterwards.
You sure could. You could check out the Quilt Museum, Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in Owensboro there.
Yeah, so keep Western Kentucky Botanical Garden in mind. And just the last little bit of the show, one of the other ones I do want to mention is called Udell Gardens, and they're actually located in Crestwood, Kentucky, so
okay,
kind of on past Louisville. They have beautiful grounds that are available there. Theodore Klein was one of their founding members, and you'll see a lot of Theodore Klein award-winning plants, and a lot of those are featured in this particular garden setting. They have an arboretum. They have a really cool holly alley, and so there's a lot of different hollies that are kind of draped over that look like an alley. So anyway, if you're interested in visiting this particular garden, I know I didn't give it enough time, but Udell Gardens over in Crestwood, Kentucky, they're an interesting venue to check out. And again, it's kind of close to Louisville, so I'm sure that there could be a trip to the Louisville Slugger Museum and a couple of other destinations. But those are some of the highlights, especially with garden getaways here in Kentucky.
All right, Kristen. Well, we really appreciate that. And folks, I'm going to give you a little teaser. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about catfish and tartar sauce.
I love it.
All right. Well, folks, come back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning here at 5 a.m. and get more Get Your Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobby Dine Reed. Get Your Scoop right here on Goober 95.1.